In this episode, I get a little bit rambly. I apologize, but it's about finances, how to get yourself into the middle ground where you're not, you know, scrounging and saving, but still able to pay yourself, not paying a team so much. And how do we do that? How do we get to that point where we can save the money we need to save and still pay ourselves? Take a listen. I think you're going to find it really beneficial for your business as a woman entrepreneur.
Welcome to Her Balanced Hustle, a show helping ambitious female entrepreneurs build the systems needed to scale their business past six figures while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. These conversations will unveil topics you may have struggled with, like best hiring practices, action items you need to take to elevate your business to the next level, how to handle your business finances, but most of all, creating a business that doesn't sacrifice your life. I'm your host, Kiri. Join me each week to learn how to scale your own business.
Welcome back to Her Balanced Hustle. I'm your host, Kiri Mohan. I am a coach who helps freelancers elevate their business and take it to the next level by getting more money and more time. We deconstruct your business. We deconstruct the strategies. We give you new implementation methods and teach you how to get clients that are going to pay you more, how you're going to be a premium service provider, all that good stuff. If you're interested, you can head over to corporate2contract.com. You'll also find my course. And if you use the code podcast, Corporate to Contract Core, will be $100 off just for you. So anyway, we're going back to the show right now. Let's talk about finances. Finances is something that unless you took specific classes in college and you went specifically to a business school that taught accounting, a lot of us are thrown into it without knowing how we're actually going to be, you know, paying ourselves, doing taxes, all of that nitty gritty stuff. And a lot of us avoid it. And it's something that is a shame because money is the reason why you have a business. You need to make money, right? So what I have found with women entrepreneurs, especially those I coach, you either have those who really are overworking themselves, right? And they're saving every little bit of money for themselves and they forget about taxes. They forget about, you know, like, again, paying yourself. And then I've got these women who invest everything, who just spend everything they can on expenses, anything that they're like, oh, I'll buy that course to help me grow. Oh, I'll invest in that coach. Oh, I'll pay teams so I have more time for myself. And then they don't pay themselves either, right? So you have like these two dichotomies of women business owners. And what we want and what I teach in my coaching too is how do we get you in the middle so that you're paying yourself, you're making good money, and you can have a team if you want, but you're not spending willy-nilly. You're making the amount of money you want, right? And a great tool for this is my money mapper. If you go to my show notes, you'll see the money mapper there, or you can go to my site and it breaks down everything for you, right? Like how much income you need to make in order to have that paycheck that you want, because this is the most important thing to remember. How much your business makes is not how much you come home with. Let's repeat that. How much your business makes is not what you come home with, okay? So often you can have, let's say for easy number of purposes, you make a $10,000 month, okay? Then you need to at least put 30% aside of that for taxes. So then let's subtract 3,333. Let's just say 3,000, right? Then you end up with $7,000. That's a pretty good amount. But then you also have to think, okay, well, if I have a $10,000 month, what am I spending on expenses? Do you have a team? Do you have, you know, a lot of platforms? Depending on your business, sometimes people have a lot of software maintenance that they need to do. And then slowly it comes down to maybe $4,000, $3,000. If you contribute to a SEP IRA, right, as you grow, I highly recommend this for all women entrepreneurs. As you grow, SEP IRA, try to save money and put the maximum that you can contribute into that and take it out of your business money so you don't have to worry about it. So you can have a $10,000 month in revenue and you end up going down into like paying yourself $3,000 to $4,000 out of that $10,000, depending on how much you make, right? So I want you to focus and think about taxes, and you need to map it out on how you're going to pay yourself, because paying yourself is so important. Even if you're on the side where you're saving and overworking and paying yourself, you need to be able to be at a point where you're not overworking and you're still able to pay yourself, right? Let's get you in the middle. And one of the ways you can do this, and this is what I teach a lot of people in my course and also my collective, my group coaching, is specializing and niching down and getting really good at what you do. Because there is a way to stay as a solopreneur and as a freelancer by getting super good at what you do. And my recent guest, Shannon, we were just talking about specialization because she was saying she only works right now with fitness companies and fitness solopreneurs and fitness leaders and those type of people, right? That's like her niche. And she became known for helping those people and getting into their businesses. So the more you can niche down and get into that ideal industry and the ideal client, you're going to be able to charge more money. And when we charge more money, we'll be able to put aside for taxes, not feel like, oh no, now I'm not getting anything, right? You're going to be able to work less hours because you're going to take on less clients. Okay, so this is important to remember. Of course, I mean, you could, if you want, still take on tons and tons of clients. But if you can charge more, you can take less clients on, right? And if you lose one client, it's not so much of a hardship because you've got enough clients coming in with good revenue and providing stability for your business. So that is where I find the middle ground to be, okay? So if you are someone who's spending all on your team and you're spending on everything out there, not taking on in enough yourself, then you need to be able to specialize and focus and hunker down on the clients that you can serve to make more money, right? And if you're someone who's working too much, then you also need to go into the middle. It all comes down to specialization, because when you have those higher rates and you can charge those higher rates, then you don't worry so much about taxes. You put away the taxes. You don't worry so much about the SEP IRA. You don't worry much so much about your team, because you're able to still put aside a little bit for yourself. So you need to always remember that paying yourself is super important, because when you pay yourself, you're giving yourself the ability to go do what you want, right? Basically, that's what it comes down to. You can take those vacations. You can save up. You can provide for your family because you're paying for yourself. So I wanted to just kind of talk about that a little bit more, because I think as women, we struggle and we don't understand finances completely. And I highly recommend you go and check out my money mapper. So beneficial. No breakdown. There's different tabs. It is a spreadsheet, but all the formulas are done for you. You don't have to worry about it. It's locked, so you can't even mess with the formulas. But it guides you through that. It guides you as a solopreneur. It guides you as someone who has contractors. It guides you as someone if you only have a single income and it's just you trying to provide. It helps you with that. And it also helps you understand once you get to the level that you have maybe contractors, a team, expenses, and you want to put aside for the SEP IRA along with taxes, how much you need to be making in order to do that. So please go check it out. It will help you come to that middle ground where hopefully you're not working too much and you know what you need to charge clients in order to make that money that you can pay yourself. And so you're not paying a bunch of other people as well and spending it all on expenses. So I hope that helped. Again, if you are interested, you can head to corporate2contract.com and you can purchase Core for $100 off with the code podcast. If you need to connect with me, I'm on LinkedIn or Instagram at the Kiri Mohan.